Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Yuki 20.94 pound anime sex doll big boob silicone sex doll male masturbator from AeroVenus. Now this may look familiar because I have reviewed this doll a couple years ago, but they've updated the material. It's now made of a new premium silicone material, so it's even more lifelike than it was before. So let's take a look at it.
Alright, so this is the Yuki. This is the 20 pound anime body pillow sized sex doll torso from AeroVenus. Now I did review this doll a couple years ago. This is one of the older dolls that I reviewed, but they changed the skin. So they've updated the material that it's made out of, and this one is made out of a much more lifelike material. But I just wanted to show it to you like this. You can see how it matches more or less with the body proportions of the anime body pillow. And what this allows you to do, if you have an anime body pillow like the one you see there, obviously if you try to have sex with a pillow, what you'll find is it's a pillow. I mean, you could like rub your penis on it, you can dry hump the pillow, but it's not going to feel as good as like a woman's body because there's nothing for you to put your penis in. It's just a picture on a pillowcase. But if you have one of these dolls, you can pair the doll with the pillow and you have something you can actually interact with. And she's got some juicy melons, some very juicy anime proportion titties. So this is an excellent anime body pillow doll if that's what you have. Now, it's not life size. This is why I very much emphasize that it's an anime body pillow size doll. So the image on the body pillow is scaled down in order to fit on the body pillow. And the doll is scaled down in order to have the same proportions as the anime body pillow. So do not get this expecting a life-size doll. It is not life-size, it is anime body pillow size, but it does match the image on an anime body pillow. So that's what you're getting. Now, it's also 3D. So this pillow has two sides. It has like a doggy style side and a missionary side. And obviously the doll is 3D. You can rotate it and its legs are functional. I'll show you that in a minute. But I wanted to show it to you paired with the body pillow before we get into it. Okay, so this is Yuki, kind of the side profile again, laying on the anime body pillow. And you can see the potential here. Again, if you have an anime body pillow, you actually have something you can have sex with instead of rubbing your dick on a pillowcase. So the legs are functional. Now, a lot of these kind of smaller anime body pillow sized dolls don't have functional legs. They usually have nubs that don't really move and they only allow like this sort of position, but the legs are cut off. These legs are functional. You can stand her up, you can spread her legs and they will stay in that position. So here, I'll just show you. So, you know, that's about as wide as they spread. Perfectly acceptable when it comes to for missionary. You could also do the doggy style position. Her waist is also bendable. She can kind of put her butt in the air for doggy style. But you can also move her legs down if you want her to stand up. I'll show you that now. Bend her legs down. So she's very poseable. And she's got like a very attractive waist. You can see the washboard abs. AeroVenus do an excellent job when it comes to the skin and the realism. You can see the skin texture, the coloration is really good. This new skin that they're using, it really comes through with the breasts. So as you've probably noticed, Yuki has extremely large boobs. Now they're not, because this is scaled down, they may not seem that big. Like if this were a life-size doll, this would be about a D cup. But because this is scaled down, this is like a huge ass, you know, anime titty, which is very appropriate for an anime body pillow doll. But the material this is made out of is much more lifelike than other dolls that I've used, especially from AeroVenus. They usually make good quality, but these boobs feel absolutely natural. They're firm, they're soft, they just feel great. And because they're so big, you could easily titty fuck them. Like, you could just, without any effort, you could just stick your dick in between these titties and you could titty fuck this doll effortlessly. I mean, here, I'll just, look at that. Look at, like, it doesn't just jiggle. That is a full-on flop. I mean, there's jiggle physics. This is like fucking Gary's Mod level of jiggle physics. Look at that. I mean, there you go. This is it. This is all you need to know. Look at this. Look at that boob. That's not even a jiggle. That's just a Gary's Mod, you know, thing. I don't even know what to call that. What do you even call that? I don't even have a word for what this is, but it's hypnotizing, isn't it? Anyway, these titties are amazing. And when you're having sex with the dolls, because the doll's so light, the doll's only 20 pounds. So you can easily pick the entire doll up and just like fuck the shit out of it in your hands. As you would like a doggy style butt, one of those like smaller, cheaper, lighter, just where it's just the butt. You can just hold it like kind of like cowgirl. You can do that with this. It's only 20 pounds. And these boobs are gonna go crazy. They're just gonna like do twirls in the air and go crazy because these are some huge natural feeling boobs. It's really amazing. Now she doesn't have arms. You know, you can see it terminates at the shoulder, but it's fine. Everything is great. Obviously the boobs are the highlight. Amazing squish, amazing just feel. They do everything you want. I'm gonna flip her over and show you her butt. Okay, so This is Yuki, her butt. Her butt has good squish. Now, I've had some complaints back in the day. Like back when I first reviewed the Era Venus line, back when they were called Love Nestle, the butts were too squishy. They felt like boobs. But they fixed that. And I'm very proud to say that this feels like a nice squishable butt. It's not like firm. It's not like she's tensing her butt cheek muscles, but it doesn't feel like boobs. It feels like nice. I mean, like you can see, it's a nice pinchable, squeezable ass. You can see the jiggle. That's jiggle. You see what I'm talking about? This is, that's what you call jiggle. That's not like full on hypnotic tetherball titties. That's just good old jiggle butt. Let me show you the goods too. So you can see the holes. I mean, the beauty is because this is made out of silicone, the detail is great. So you have, you know, detailed butthole, detailed vagina, the labia, clitoris, everything is there. It looks good. It feels good. Looks real. Feels real. Obviously, the one downside, and this is true of all anime body pillow sized dolls, the size is either a deal breaker or it's exactly what you want. If you have an anime body pillow and you want a doll that fits with the scale of the anime body pillow, so you can essentially have sex with the body pillow, then this is perfect. However, on its own, it is small. It's distractingly small, and it may kind of break the immersion if this isn't your thing. So premium silicone or whatever it's made out of, good job. Good job, excellent work. I really don't have any complaints. The one complaint I used to have was the butt being too squishy, and they fixed that a long time ago. So everything's perfect. The price is good, the feel is amazing, and everything works. So the only downside is be aware of what you're getting. You know, don't just buy this thinking, oh, it's under $500. What a deal. And then you get it like, whoa, it's so small. I can't believe it's so small. It's small because it's for an anime body pillow. This is not a life-size doll. So just be aware of what you're buying. Other than that, I highly recommend this if you want to pair this with an anime body pillow. That's really all I have to say. Thank you, Era Venus, for sending me this torso. Good job on the new skin. The boobs are amazing. Good job. But no complaints from me. Really proud to see what you guys are doing and cooking up. And make sure you use the coupon code. Now, I need to explain the coupon code. I have two coupon codes, okay? There's TF Monkey, which gives you 15%, but only off select merchandise. Then there's also TF Monkey 3, which is 3% off all merchandise. So you can use both, and you can get 15% off of the select merchandise and then an additional 3%. But if it's not part of the select merchandise for the 15% off, you can always get the 3% off. So the 3% is like a bonus coupon that applies to the whole site. Whereas the 15% off only applies to select products. So that's the new system. It's a little bit complicated. I wish it wasn't so complicated, but you know, it is what it is. Frankly, Era Venus's prices are really low. For the quality you're getting, they're pretty much the best value on the market. So 15% off or even 3% off, it's still an amazing deal. Anyway, thank you, Era Venus. Thank you guys for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.